Yes, it is. I mean, as you said, it's always a big game, a roses clash, and you know, particularly 2020 with full houses both at Headingley and at Old Trafford. But I think, you know, given the circumstances, you know, we're obviously clearly in a position whereby, you know, we can ill afford any real slip-ups for the rest of the qualifying period of the competition. So, you know, I think it's, you know, certainly for us a bigger game than normal.
Yeah, I mean, there has been signs of some improvements in the last couple of games. Obviously, in the last home T20 match against Derbyshire, Yorkshire got over the line by one run. What are the reasons for a slow start? Can you put it down to anything?
We haven't played well enough. I think it's basic truth. You know, as you say, recently there's been some improvements, and obviously Durham was a very close game, and we just were the wrong side of Duckworth Lewis, whereas obviously Derbyshire were the right side of it. But, you know, the first three games we just didn't play well enough. You know, we obviously lost all three, and that puts you on the back foot from the outset. You know, we've done a lot of work. The boys are working hard on trying to make sure their skills are up to, you know, up to the standard that they need to be. And, you know, it's not through lack of effort. We've talked a lot about, you know, our plans. So it's been really frustrating for everybody concerned.
Has it been transitioning from one form of the game to the other? I mean, I know a lot spoken about the English fixture list and how that the T20 games are spread out. Is it something that Yorkshire just find particularly difficult to do, transition from the county championships then into the 50 overs then to the T20 games? Because clearly there are some sides that are more effective at that than others.
Yeah, I don't think we can use that as an excuse, because it's the same for everybody. I think, you know, the bottom line is that we still haven't, or certain individuals within the team haven't found their method of playing and performing at 2020 cricket. You know, and that's despite a lot of work and a lot of talk on what that method might be. So, you know, we haven't got it yet, is the bottom line. And, you know, I don't think we can hide from that or, you know, make any excuses other than at the minute we're just not playing well enough.
A couple of players who you brought back in recent week, Kazim Rafiq, he had a good start on his return. How's he been back about the place?
He's been excellent. You know, it's been really encouraging the way he's bowled and batted, actually, for the second 11. But yeah, he's been a really positive influence. You know, he's an excellent cricketer. He's got an excellent cricket brain. So, you know, he's been a massive boost, I think, to the squad. And it's, you know, it's really pleasing to see, you know, Azim back to something like his best after a difficult couple of years.
And also Josh Shaw recalled back from a loan spell at Gloucestershire. Obviously only bowled that one over against Durham because of the weather, but back in the squad for tomorrow.
Yep, Josh, I think, has really benefited from playing first-team cricket down at Gloucester, you know, playing at a higher level. I think we've seen in the county championship game at Durham and against Pakistan A that, you know, there's been definitely a progression in his performances and his experience, obviously. So, you know, hopefully he'll go from strength to strength now in all formats.
How difficult has it been for you and Jason as coaches, having your bowling attack almost decimated by injuries and obviously international call-ups as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's obviously not ideal, but at the end of the day, you know, it's given other players opportunities. So we've had a look at some of the younger players, which is important, you know, for the future. And, you know, we've just got to get on with it. You know, there's no point complaining about it. I mean, it's great that we've got five lads playing in the ODI team. And, you know, we've got to make the best of it. And hopefully, you know, the experience that some of our younger bowlers have had over the last few weeks will stand us in good stead in the long term.